insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 22nd verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa la ya'tali ulul fadli minkum was-sa'ati an yu'tu ulil qurba wal masakin wal muhajirin fi sabilillah. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And let not those of virtue among you and wealth swear not to give aid to their relatives and the needy and the immigrants for the cause of Allah, and let them pardon and overlook. Would you not like that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Brothers and sisters, some commentators have narrated an occasion of revelation for this holy verse, which shows how this verse is related to the previous verses, which were about the subject of ifk. It is said that this holy verse was revealed about some companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. After the event of Ifk, they took an oath to withdraw their financial helps from anyone who was involved in that event, from anyone who was involved in spreading that great calumny. They decided to give them no generous succor in anything, of course, but this noble verse prevented them from this violation and harshness. It orders them to be forgiving, to be lenient, because if they want to be forgiven by the Almighty Allah, they must forgive themselves. They must to try to be, in some aspects, to be closer like the characteristics of the Almighty Allah. Of course, there are other occasions of revelation mentioned for this verse. Some Sunni commentators insist that this verse is revealed about Abu Bakr, who terminated his financial help to the one who was involved in that very incident. I mean, the incident of Ifk. They say that Abu Bakr terminated his financial help to Maslah ibn Athatha, who helped the circulation of Ifk. Some believe that this is true, but it seems that all pronouns that are used in the verse are plural. And this matter somehow could indicate that a group of Muslims decided to put an end to their helps onto these wrongdoers, and Abu Bakr could be one of them. But anyway, this verse prohibits all of the Muslims, I mean a group of Muslims, from this decision. Anyway, we know that the verses of the Holy Quran are not limited. We know that the verses of the Holy Quran are not limited to the occasions of revelation. They involve all believers till doomsday. And this holy verse implicitly recommends Muslims not to be influenced by hot feelings, and they should not make rough and excessive decisions against wrongdoers, errors, and faults.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, after mentioning the occasion of revelation, we return to the commentary of the verse. The Holy Quran says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And let not those who possess dignity and ease among you swear against giving to the near of kin and the needy and the fugitives for the cause of Allah. وَلْيَعْفُ وَلْيَصْفَحُ They should pardon, they should overlook. The Arabic word safh means to ignore, which is more important than forgiveness. Some have said that safh is a kind of forgiveness which is without rebuke and reproof. And the way of saying of this verse shows that a group of those who were involved in Ifk incident were from among the emigrants in the way of Allah. They were deceived by those hypocrites, and because of their past records, Allah did not allow them to be driven away from Islamic society. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not let the Muslims decide some horrible things about them that were more than the limit they deserved. Anyway, this holy phrase in this verse, لا يأتلي أولو الفضل منكم, لا يأتلي, is whether derived from the word إليّة, meaning to take an oath, or from the word ألب, meaning to abandon and to shrink. Anyway, the verse prohibits taking an oath to terminate such helps. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.